Welcome to In the Garden with Mandy and Gabe. 10 minutes or so of weekly garden tips and updates of our own vegetable garden, as well as our weekly folk wisdom tidbit and emails from listeners. So, Mandy, this is our first podcast. Our garden has been tilled for a couple of weeks now. This is mid-March. Our garden has been tilled, and a few things are in. Why don't you tell us where we are?
Well, we platted a garden. It's 34 feet long and 9 feet across. And we made a map, and then we borrowed a tiller from a friend, a rototiller, and we ran the tiller over the area several times, removing the clumps and the leaves. Our area was very rooty. It had a lot of roots in it, so we had to pull out the roots as we went. Once that was done, I worked in several bags by hand of a compost. It was a mushroom-based compost, right? And I worked that in directly where I was going to put the seeds. And as I was doing that, Gabe was making sure that there was going to be plenty of sun in the area by taking down some little sapling trees in our backyard to give ourselves some sun. And I must say that I'm very lucky that even though we live in South Georgia, we have great dirt here. It's dark, and because of where we live, it's kind of boggy in the back, so it has a lot of moisture in the dirt, and the dirt has a lot of sand in it too, which is really good for root vegetables such as carrots. And that's one thing that I wanted to talk about is what I've started. I ordered my seeds online from an heirloom seed company. Already in the ground are two types of carrots. One's an Amarillo carrot, which is a yellow carrot, and the other's a Bambino carrot, which ends up being a small size carrot. And then I also have two kinds of peas because our 5-year-old absolutely loves deep peas fresh from the garden. So I have a sugar daddy pea and then a sugar and snap pea, as well as two kinds of green beans. I have a Kentucky Wonder bean and a Bountiful bean. Both are bush beans. Both do well in a southern hot climate, and both kind are fairly prolific throughout the season. I have a summer squash and a zucchini planted. I have two kinds of melon. One's a Jenny Lind melon, which is very similar to a green, sort of like a honeydew melon, but not quite as sweet as a honeydew. And then I have a planter's jumbo melon, which is a type of heirloom melon that is a giant cantaloupe. And then I also have three kinds of lettuce planted, and that's a buttercrunch lettuce, a grandpa's admiral's lettuce, and a summer bib lettuce. Beyond that, I'm also going to put cucumbers right into the ground, but I also have several types of plants started inside. I have Amish paste tomatoes, Matt's wild cherry tomatoes, rainbow cherry tomatoes, large red cherry tomatoes, and then I have Cherokee purple tomatoes, Dixie golden tomato, and red zebra tomato, as well as eggplant and three kinds of sweet peppers, which are orange sun pepper, sweet chocolate pepper, and a California wonder, which is a red pepper. And I have three hot peppers growing, which is an El Chacho pepper, a black Hungarian pepper, and an ancho pepper. So far, that's what I have going on in the garden.
Well, thank you for that. And next week, we'll get a little deeper into the garden. But now, it's the folk wisdom tidbit. Mandy?
The folk wisdom tidbit this week actually is something that still pertains today. We live in a hot climate. It's 80 degrees already in March, South Georgia. So this is about afternoon planting. The golden rule for setting out plants was always after 4 p.m. It is a practice well worth following. From this time of day, the sun's heat is decreasing in intensity, and plants will have the benefit of settling in during the coolest part of the day and then the night. It really isn't a bad idea to do now. Plus, it's safer on our bodies. It's less exposure to the direct sunlight. And make sure to wear sunscreen. No one needs skin cancer. It's no joke.
Well, that's going to do it for this week. We would like to answer email questions or comments from any listeners that we have. This being the first episode, we don't actually have any of those, but our email address is inthegardenwithmandyandgabe@hotmail.com. That's inthegardenwithmandyandgabe, all one word, at hotmail.com. So please feel free to email us with any questions about gardening or comments about your own garden. We'd like to hear, and we'll read, if you'd like, we'll read your own tales from the garden. Over the coming weeks, we're going to cover lots of different topics. So thanks for listening, and we hope to have you join us again
in the garden with Mandy and Gabe.